AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a lot of heat records have been broken this month.
Climate change is here, it is terrifying, and it is just the beginning.
Experts say the blistering heat is beyond record smashing.
Scientists say this month may be the hottest in 120,000 years. In fact, July has been so hot that scientists calculate this month will be the hottest on record globally and likely the warmest human civilization has ever seen. And there are still several days left to sweat through. The announcement is from the World Meteorological Organization and the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service. Here in the U.S., nearly 40% of the population faces heat advisories. That's according to the National Weather Service. Temperatures are expected to break 100 degrees today in Phoenix, Oklahoma City, and Lincoln, Nebraska, just to name a few places. I'm Rita Foley.
Wildfires caused explosions at an Air Force ammunition dump in central Greece. The area was safely evacuated earlier. The government says despite rate hikes by the Federal Reserve, the economy unexpectedly accelerated to a 2.4% growth rate between April and June. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the economy is defying the odds.
The stronger than expected GDP for the second 3 months of the year means that we, number one, have averted a recession so far. And it really does raise the likelihood of a so-called soft landing here as we look to close out 2023.
A source tells the AP lawyers for Donald Trump are meeting with members of special counsel Jack Smith's team as a potential indictment loomed over the former president's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The Biden administration announced the first cancer-focused initiative under its Advanced Health Research Agency, aiming to help doctors more easily distinguish between cancerous cells and healthy tissue during surgery and improve outcomes for patients. This is AP News. Conflicting reports are coming in from the Ukrainian counteroffensive in the Zaporizhia region.
An anonymous Western official commented that the surge in troops and firepower has been centered on the southeastern Zaporizhia region. Ukrainian officials have recently been careful about commenting on battlefield developments. However, Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Melia said troops are advancing towards the city of Melitopol in the Zaporizhia region. Some experts believe the counteroffensive aims to split Russian forces in two halves by punching through the land corridor between Russia and the Russian-annexed Crimean Peninsula, moving towards Melitopol. I'm Karen Chamas.
China's once-beloved table tennis star Ei Fukuhara is at the center of a child custody feud following the breakup of her marriage to a Taiwanese player who was also a star in the sport in his country. Her former husband and his lawyers are demanding Fukuhara return their younger child she took to Japan last year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.